top at the 30-yard line.
There's a flag for that.
Unbelievable catch.
Oh, number one set it up so nice, too. He knew he was going up with one hand the entire time. Little ball was a little high, and one jumps up there and snags it.
Here's the thing, and D-Butt, you know this.
Yep. Ricky is a light
You play. Can't play wide receiver at San Francisco unless you will block. If you don't block, you're not playing receiver there. So whoever it is, it needs to be good with the ball in their hands, which Pearsall is, and has to be tough and willing to block, which he'll do.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Vontae and Shasky.
That was Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee Show. Ricky Pearsall, your newest member of the 49ers, started off in Arizona State in 2019, played three seasons there, transferred to Florida, played his final two seasons there last year, 65 catches, 965 yards, 6'1", 190, 23 years old. He's a fellow Virgo like your boy. September 9th is his birthday. He'll be 24 years old. I'm on the 15th. We're brothers already there. Horoscope or, you know, same sign or whatnot. By the way, this segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Ricky Pearsall. I see all the calls here. We're going to get to everybody. Ricky Pearsall, how we feeling about him? CJ Stroud was devastated. Devastated.
Did that make you feel more confident in the pick?
It did.
Seeing the reactions?
I needed that.
Okay.
I needed that because I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't study Ricky Pearsall a lot.
Okay.
I know he was on the board, but I was hung up on the Texas dudes.
Yeah.
I was hung up on the LSU guys. I was hung up on every other receiver that I thought would project to be in the first round. I didn't think Pearsall was going to be a first-round pick. I thought he'd be mid-second. Now, my homegirl, Sarita, who works out there in Baltimore, she's a diehard Florida Gator fan. She's out there with our sister station, 105.7 The Fan, out there in Baltimore. She's a big-time Florida Gator fan. And she goes, I can't believe y'all took Ricky from me, 49ers. So I asked her, I said, man, is he legit? What's the deal? She goes, love Ricky. Y'all reached a little high for him, but I think he will produce in that offense. And that's been a consensus so far. Consensus when it comes to Ricky Pearsall. Everybody's happy about him in terms of football people and people who've watched him very, very closely. Slick Rick.
I just think it's really difficult when you get the 31st pick to, you know, when you're not trading around. And it's like, just take the guy that you like on your board. Like, so if they took him at 38, everyone would love him, but they took him at 31 and people think it's bad value. Like, so my estimation is like, just draft the right guy. It doesn't matter where you select them. If you take the right person and it ends up working out, no one cares about the individual pick. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of slot. Now, I understand there's value in how to work the board and all those things. But at the end of the day, we need players to contribute. And so if this guy ends up being a player and he's a keeper, no one will care if he went 31 or 38.
Now, will you love the pick if Ayuk gets traded or Deebo gets traded?
So now that's where we're going here. What happens with Ayuk, I think, is really interesting because he's not a like-for-like switch out for Ayuk, which is why a lot of people weren't highlighting him in Niner land. All the mock drafts that Niner people do and all the breakdowns and everything, most people were saying, well, if they trade Ayuk, we're looking for someone who could play a little more on the line of scrimmage and be a bigger dude on the outside.
Yep.
That's not what he does. So was it a smokescreen the entire time, the Ayuk stuff, to kind of like get everyone off the sniff of who they wanted in the slot? I don't know. Could they still trade Ayuk and get, you know, Adonai Mitchell or someone else, Johnny Wilson? I'm just throwing out names here. Keon Coleman. I don't know. That could hypothetically still happen here. I want to see him with Ayuk. That's what I want to see.
That's what I want to see.
Like, now that they've executed it, like, that's kind of what I want to see. Because I'm looking at, like, you were talking about this. The cater the team to the skill set of Brock Purdy. Ayuk with this guy? Now we're cooking a little.
Now, Ayuk and Pearsall were teammates at Arizona State, playing under Coach Herm Edwards. Coach Herm Edwards will join us at 8 o'clock today on the Morning
Roast. Oh, let's go.
After shameless shout-outs here. So, look, the one knock on him, because there's a lot of positives with him, but the one knock on him is something that we saw at the Super Bowl, is that the Niners' inability to beat press man and to get off the line of scrimmage.
Sticky,
and that's something that Pearsall is going to have to get better at. He's got to get stronger, get to the NFL weight room. I believe that'll happen. Get his diet right, get his food, get his nutrition right, but he's got to learn how to. That's the one knock that all the players are saying. Look, he's got to get better at breaking jams, breaking press, man, because they don't have a lot of experience of that in college. So that's something I'm going to look at in training camp, whether or not he's beating press, man, and getting off the line of scrimmage.
Now, we don't know. Right now, given everything that we're looking at, you know, is this a quote-unquote replacement for Debo or Ayuk? We don't know. Just looking at the room right now, as it stands right now, I think he's going to be better than Ray McLeod. I think he's going to be better than Chris Connolly. I think he'll be better than whatever they had. You know, now they got Trent
Chris
Taylor.
Chris Connolly, we're all just talking him up recently.
I mean, they're not. You know who their number
catches in the postseason?
Do you know who their number three wide receiver was this year?
Juwan Jennings.
Do you know how many catches he had this year in the regular season?
35.
No, 19.
19. There you go.
He had 19 catches. So, like, and I like Juwan Jennings.
That's why I didn't want to trade Brandon Ayuk. This whole conversation
about
trading Ayuk.
Well, they're very top
heavy. Knowing that, boy, you don't have a lot behind Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, and so if you even with Ricky Pearsall, because there will be an adjustment for this rookie, I want to keep these guys together for at least one more year.
That's my preference.
Ayuk, Pearsall, Jennings, it all looks a lot better together.
I agree with that. Think about in the playoffs when Debo went down. Think of who was out there running routes.
Chris Conley.
Go back to the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl when Debo had to come out of that game. Who was running routes? Like, it was Ray McLeod, Jennings, and Chris Conley. So, yeah, like, the league is trending toward having three wide receiver sets. The Niners aren't necessarily some heavy three wide receiver set team, but he is better than the guys that I was mentioning.
Yeah, no, well, that's why when we were conversing earlier this week, I'm like, Chris Conley, why is Chris Conley dude had two catches in the postseason? Like,
what people are saying is that if a guy with the least amount of pedigree and Chris Conley can make some big catches, when you draft somebody who has a higher pedigree or what you believe to be a better overall body of work, then you can project that guy can contribute.
You hope so. You hope so. You hope so. That's always the hope. You never know. Just never know. Let's go to the Lions, man. I like Pearsall, though, but I like him better with Ayuk and Debo. I like him a lot better with Ayuk and Debo.
A lot of people feel that way.
Let's see what happens today as the Niners are still. We'll play the Lynch sound, too. Here it is. Lynch, you guys still trading?
Never close the door on a trade. I mean, we'll always listen, and we have, but we like our group as it stands.
Hey, yeah, Kyle,
I read that as we're trading. Commanders are in play. Carolina, New England.
The phones are still
ringing. Yeah, the phones are hot.
Kyle Shanahan on if the Niners wanted a first rounder for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I thought it was unlikely going into it, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen. You listen to everything. Everything's about trying to improve our team as much as we can for 2024 without jeopardizing 25 as much as possible. So that's everything you look into, and whenever that opportunity comes, whichever way, if you can improve your team, you do that. Sometimes it's hard to picture proving your team, though, without them.
So the fact that they're openly discussing that, hey, yeah, anything's on the table, but I didn't think I could get a first-round pick for Ayuk. The fact that they are acknowledging the trade or the potential trade is wild to me. And I wonder how Brandon Ayuk feels about that. Is he less inclined? I guess when you get the dollar signs in front of your face, he'll sign anyway. But is he less inclined to want to come back here?
Did you see what he apparently texted? They have a group chat. I don't know who's in it.
He said fire pick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, fire pick.
But to me, like, I thought of two things instantly. If Ayuk is still in contact with them on a group chat, like, there's clearly some communication in a positive way.
You just said that.
And then the second part is, I think he is expressing he still wants to be here. Like, if he was tapped out or whatever, like, why would you even comment? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Debo, you know, seeing the shift that now Debo, because during the day as things were progressing, like, oh, now Debo's on the block. Were they playing a smokescreen the entire time with Ayuk?
Don't know. What I keep coming back to with Debo is their social media accounts promoted the hell out of Debo, changing his number from 19 to number 1. And they're printing out number 1 jerseys.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden,
have
you
seen one
Debo?
In live?
I have not seen one.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's
worn one. I would wait on
one,
that.
But I wouldn't pay for it now. I wouldn't be paying for anybody.
Speaking of jerseys, did you see the one guy who didn't sign the licensing?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, he pulled a Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds used to be, you know, left field player 99. You know what I mean?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
And he's not a part of it, so you can't buy his jersey.
Let's go to Jeremy in Stockton. Jeremy, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to come in and just tell you, I think you guys are kind of wrong about the Bo Nix pick. I've been watching Oregon kind of all my life. And I think, honestly, Bo Nix is pretty decent. I think he's a leader, honestly. I think when you throw all the screens and the short passes, he ranks first in all other categories. And then, honestly, I think Pearsall, maybe he's more of a bridge to Debo and Ayuk. I don't think we're going to trade those guys. But, yeah, I just want to think what you guys think about that.
Bo Nix, I need to see it.
He's a day two pick.
Yeah, I need to see it. 12 overall. Who was taking Bo Nix in the first round if Denver wasn't? Were the Raiders going to select Bo Nix?
Yeah, I don't think the Raiders are taking a quarterback at all in the first.
Bo Nix went 12 overall. We watch a lot of Bo Nix, and look, I could be wrong again. You never know with this draft process stuff. We all learn.
No, I'm willing to put my money on. I don't think Bo Nix is good.
The guy I saw at Auburn, the guy I saw at Oregon, he's a nice college player. He's a nice player. I don't see it. I don't see NFL arm talent. I don't see NFL quarterback play from the pocket from Bo Nix. I just don't see it. I got to be proven wrong. Maybe Sean Payton is a great quarterback whisperer, and he'll get the most out of him. I have no idea. I'm not high. Bo Nix going 12 and J.J. McCarthy going 10. I scratch my head. Even Drake May. Drake May going 3.
I heard Drake May talk, and I was like, out. I'm out on that. Like,
I don't know about that one. Let's go to Gerald in Watsonville. Gerald, what's happening?
He had meathead written all over him.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
Good morning,
I'm not
fellas.
Go there.
Yep.
Come on. What's up, Gerald?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'm from a small town in northern Arizona, and I've been watching this kid play football since he stepped on a college football field. I went to high school with his parents. I always liked him for Kyle Shanahan's offense. Feel like he needs to get a little bit bigger, but he's going to be a great addition with his ability to run back punts or to receive punts. I think he's going to be great. I think they reached a little bit, but I'm really happy for this family. His dad's a fire captain out in Chandler, Arizona.
Okay.
Really, really great family, great kid. He's going to be a really good addition. I like him with Debo and Brandon Ayuk. I don't like him without him.
Oh, my good call. Good call. Jared in Watsonville, good stuff there. Grew up in Arizona. Obviously played against Brock Purdy, played with Brandon Ayuk. He's an Arizona guy, a lot of talent there. Goes to Florida. The fact that he transferred to Florida, played in the SEC, I think counts for something. They had quarterback issues in Florida, especially after Anthony Richardson. And, heck, even Anthony Richardson was a bit inconsistent at Florida playing a quarterback spot. So, Ricky Pearsall.
It's interesting to me that similar rhetoric the day after was told about Brandon Ayuk. A lot of people didn't see that pick coming.
Yeah.
That particular player. A lot of people thought they kind of reached on that player. There wasn't a lot about him. He was a guy that went to multiple schools because he was a JUCO route.
Yep. Sierra.